Well, a dreadful day today amidst the global knee-jerk reaction in the face of the uncertainty of this new variant of COVID-19 identified in South Africa. The World Health Organization has cautioned countries against hastily imposing travel restrictions linked to the new B11529 variant of COVID-19, saying they should take instead a risk-based and scientific approach. But that came too late. The UK hit first. Others, including Singapore, have followed. Sibongile Mafu is a colleague on KFM in Cape Town, saying that South Africa is being punished for being the smartest and most honest kid in the science class. And I think that summarizes it really nicely, because the variant doesn't necessarily emanate from South Africa, but certainly it was detected here because we're good at detecting this stuff. We've got great scientists, and now we're going to be paying the price for that as being the canary in the coal mine, so to speak. President Cyril Ramaphosa is going to meet the Coronavirus Command Council on Sunday to assess the new developments, and then no doubt there'll be a meeting, and then he'll dispense his latest mechanism to try and restrict the spread of this variant across South Africa. It'll take a few weeks, however, to understand this variant's impact. The researchers are going to be working overtime to determine how transmissible it is, how it's going to affect you, how vaccines are going to respond to this as well. Stock markets around the globe falling 3-4%. Paris, London, New York, Johannesburg, all under pressure. The Rand lost value too, and we'll talk about that more in just a little bit. Anthony Leeming is the Group Chief Executive at Sun International, and you must have been gearing up, I think, Anthony, cautiously for a recovery Christmas season. Are you concerned as to how this may play out?
I get you, Bruce. Look, obviously, concerning to us, we weren't expecting a lot of foreign visitors, and so we depend on the foreigners, but clearly the variant and the British in place, that could be a concern to us.
And so what is your planning telling you? I know it's early days, but how are you planning now for this curveball?
Look, I think, like I said, at this stage, you know, there hasn't been a lot of cancellation from the local side. I think we were looking at largely a local sort of festive season. So we have a lot of people inquiring what our cancellation policy, if restrictions are put in place. But we certainly don't have to overreact. We were only really expecting foreigners to pick up next year. So I think most of it is really a wait and see what comes out with this variant, and is it as transmittable, and does the vaccine work? And hopefully the restrictions will be lifted. But that's sort of for our clever scientists, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, when everything, you know, when the only tool you have to deal with the problem is a hammer, every solution looks like a nail. And we've seen our government become very, very tough in its lockdowns and lockdown policies over time. Are you concerned that we could see a sort of a Christmas of 2020 being repeated in 2021? Is that a concern?
No, look, obviously that's concerning, but I'd hope not. I think what we saw, what happened in the third wave, you know, the infection rates sort of came down despite restrictions have been lifted in provinces like KZN, which spiked long after us. So one would hope that there's just enough vaccinations, enough sort of herd protection at the moment, and you'd hope that the government doesn't overreact. So I certainly think we're in a better place than we were last year, December. But yes, it's always a concern.
And so what are your policies, by the way? I mean, if there are tough lockdowns and if it's going to be a no fun time at Sun City, nobody can go to the Valley of the Waves and use the slides and go to the casinos because of lockdowns, or there's going to be a booze ban, which of course affects your F&B revenues over that time. Will you allow people to postpone? Will you do refunds? What is your policy going to be around a December 2020 style lockdown, should it occur?
Look, we've got a very flexible policy, and obviously we prefer people to postpone. But if people need refunds, we have been very open and allow them to do so. So we're certainly not going to hold this against people, unfortunately. It's a very difficult time for them and for all of us. But ultimately, we'll certainly make sure that the policy is in favour of our guests.
Thank you to Anthony Leeming, Chief Executive at Sun International this evening.